championships, 27 SEC titles, 131 first-team All-Americans, 70 postseason appearances, 39 postseason victories. This is Alabama football. And this is Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Seven days away from Alabama Crimson Tide football, we will close down the month of June here on Alabama Tradition, and then we will get ready for the month of July, and then halfway between there, we'll have media days that will get us for that last couple of weeks, because there'll be a lot of conversation around that, and then we'll lead right into our conversation when you look at the University of Alabama going into opening up fall camp and defending a national championship, and we'll talk a lot about that. The news around the University of Alabama, name, image, and likeness, they just sent out a Q&A a couple of minutes ago, and we're going to read some of this, and we're going to react to it. We'll talk about name, image, and likeness, because now we are days away from name, hours away from name, image, and likeness around this state and many others. We were talking about that as we'll move into this conversation. Martin Houston, I hope your day is going great, my friend. Welcome in to Alabama Tradition.
It is going great, Ryan, and I'm glad to be in with Alabama Tradition.
You got a new background. Do you have a new background on your video side of things?
No.
It looks like a new background. Okay. It looks different.
I think it's just because of the closeness of the camera.
Okay.
And Ryan, it may be my bald head.
Yeah, you were talking about that earlier today, that you decided to shave and go after that look. So, but I noticed George Teague. I mean, all you 92 guys are growing a little beard. And there's one thing. There's one thing about that beard, though.
What's that?
It's like mine, a little salt and pepper.
Yeah, well, I have a lot more salt and a little bit of pepper.
Hey, that's wisdom, my friend. That is wisdom.
I'm going to claim that. I'm going to bring you in on this side of things as well. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, I got salt and pepper as well. I got a lot of different colors when you look at it. Martin, I was listening to a show. Matter of fact, I was leaving lunch with you, and when I had a chance to listen to a national show, they were talking about name, image, and likeness. And on a scale of 1 to 10, where will name, image, and likeness as far as the impact be? Will it be great? Will it be drastic? Will it hurt college athletics? Is it going to be barely a little bit of just a small hiccup as we continue marching on throughout the offseason? Where will name, image, and likeness, where would you be on your scale? 1 to 10, 10 being drastic, you know, sport-changing event that'll be happening with name, image, and likeness. Where are you with name, image, and likeness? Where will it be?
Well, I guess, you know, you have to define drastic. I think it's definitely going to be a game changer on several levels, Ryan. First of all, I think it's going to be very positive for the players. I think that so. And if you're asking them, that drastic is 9 or 10 because they're excited about it. If you're talking about coaches, if they thought that the recruiting was difficult now, that's going to be a drastic change for them in terms of having to. We were talking about, did JTT get some loving from Oregon, and is that why he went ahead and canceled his visit to Alabama? You know, Oregon passed a law, the governor just hadn't signed it. Is it possible that Nike came in and said, hey, we'll get some people? Now, Nike may not be able to directly do it, but Nike has enough influence with their suppliers that they may be able to promise that young man the world. if he comes to Oregon. So that may have already played. Name, image, and likeness may have already cost Alabama a visit, if not a recruit. So that's going to be huge. And then lastly, Ryan, I think it will, on the coaching side, it's going to separate some men from boys in terms of coaches. There's going to be some good X's and O guys that are going to be out of the game now because they're not going to be able to make this adjustment. I mean, just like think about who's still left in the coaching ranks between Nick Saban and Dabo from an age standpoint.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Mac Brown is outside. He's a little older. But who? Orgeron? But he's closer to Dabo than he is Saban. Who else is out there that's not an old hand?
Well, and think about, and if you want to put this in the conversation, Urban Meyer, I think, ends back up in college athletics if this name, image, and likeness and transfer portal doesn't start. I mean, Texas had a strong interest in him, and he had a strong interest in Texas and going to that program. So you might even look at a guy that, you know, a three-time national champ, going back into the college ranks if it hadn't been for some of this stuff.
That's what I'm saying is some of these guys who didn't grow up with this. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of them left just with the way the game has changed anyway.
Sure.
Nick Saban doesn't really have many contemporaries coaching. His battle for national titles now is Cristobal, Day, Sweeney, Jimbo Fisher, all these are guys that he put in the profession. Everybody else between them and him, bye, for the most part. At any relevant, name one relevant program that has a guy that's, you know, in their late 50s or beyond. And these younger guys are going to be, it's going to be a part of what they do, Ryan. And so I said all that to say this. I think those who are teetering on whether they want to keep doing this at the college level, I think that they'll go away. I just don't think they'll add another thing with name, image, and likeness, Ryan. Add it to, you get one free mulligan. I mean.
but I go back to this, okay? When we did 12-team playoffs, when we moved beyond 4 to 12, I said players get all you can get because they're getting all they can get out of you. So my opinion on name, image, and likeness changed. But my biggest concern around name, image, and likeness is the amount of how they govern this. Because I'm watching right now, and I'm going to get into some of this, some of the legislative information that just – through an Alabama release on their website that was just released about 45 minutes ago. And I'm sitting to myself, and I'm just looking at the basic Alabama conversation. For one, there's no universal rules. So what we do here in this state may be legal, but you go to another state, it may be illegal. Are we asking the NCAA to govern that? Who, if not them, who? Who governs this? How do you manage this?
Well, right now, what the NCAA did was pass an interim rule that says if you're not in one of those, Alabama is governed by Alabama. Georgia is governed by Georgia.
And I laugh, not to be disrespectful, but it's like you're writing yourself your own speeding ticket. Good luck.
Yeah. And so I think what's going to happen is the NCAA, you know, they drug their feet, Ryan, and until they got their hands slapped by the Supreme Court, none of this would have happened. They could have taken the lead on this. It was a train heading down the tunnel, and they just ignored it. If they had went ahead and, you know, took the lead, we wouldn't be where we are. The question is, can they put this genie back in the bottle in terms of the states that come Thursday, seven states right now, Ryan, come Thursday, have their own written out, legislated version of name, image, and likeness. 12 other states have passed it, not counting Oregon. So now you're looking at the NCAA saying, if you're not in one of those seven states, here's some general guidelines so that you don't break the rules. But those general guidelines were general. And here's very the part general. Line that concerns me more than the differences, because it's kind of name, image, and likeness is capitalism in America, right? That's what it is. So do we want government governing capitalism in that sense of should capitalism be governed in terms of college athletics any different than it is when it comes to the business world? Here's what my concern is. When they gave permission, the NCAA gave permission for agents, for marketing agents, not sports agents, air quotes, but marketing agents. In other words, the NCAA said you can get professional services representation. Well, tell me which agent worth his weight in gold doesn't have a marketing arm.
Sure. All of them. All of them do.
Right.
Because that's money that it's not brought in. I mean, it's a right. revenue option. It's an option there to bring in more revenue.
So with that said, Ryan, do you not think that Arch Manning is right now getting an offer from a marketing company? Arch Manning.
Sure.
In high school right now is probably getting some type of offer. If I was a marketing company, I'd be calling up, you know, Cooper and offering Arch a deal. And I'd ride him all the way through college.
Absolutely. Right up. All right. And see, that's what I say all that to say, look at this. I'll tell you what, I'm getting a break sign. So let me break here. I want to come back and I want to do me a favor. Don't read the stuff that just got released from the University of Alabama. I want to get your instant kind of reaction on some of this, because I'm sitting here just reading the Alabama guidelines. And I'm like, there's no way that you can manage that. There's no way. I mean, forget about it. Just an Alabama standpoint, I'm reading through these and I'm like, there's no way that you can manage that. I'll read you some of that coming up. That's Martin Houston. I'm Ryan Fowler. This is Alabama Tradition, the past, present, and future of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Touchdown! Alabama wins!
The Alabama football countdown clock is driven by Crawford Insurance, Tuscaloosa's low-cost auto insurer. Call 752-6489 for a free quote today.
Roll Tide! Roll Tide!
There are 67 days until Alabama football. You are listening to Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler. Your connection to Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama Athletics on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tradition, right back into the conversation. We're talking about name, image, and likeness. We're going to walk our way down to Alabama Crimson Tide football, but we're tying it back. RollTide.com has just released a statement, and you know, I like the way that, I mean, think about this. If I would have mentioned this to you, this first sentence, let's say a year ago, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, you would be like, are you guys crazy for bringing this up? The opening sentence, beginning July the 1st, 2021, student athletes are permitted to earn compensation for their name, image, and likeness. If I stop right there and don't say anything, If I would have read that sentence to you 2 years ago, you'd have said, Ryan, you're crazy. There's no way that college athletics is going this direction. But we're here, and we're hours away. Martin, let's react to some of the conversations here. Some of this is basic. Some of it will be just, yeah, we agree with it. Information for student athletes. Employees of the University of Alabama may not compensate or arrange any compensation deals to a current or prospective student athlete for his or her name, image, and likeness there. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. They probably can handle that, Ryan.
That one's easy. That one's easy.
Yeah.
compensation will be the fair market value. Martin, I don't know what fair market value is. I don't think any of us do right now. Now, we may know it 3 months from now, but we don't know it hours away from July the 1st. I think that's still to be determined.
Well, I think in some ways you do kind of have a feel for that. It prevents them from, and this is will be whether or not they can police it, Ryan. A player cannot get a job. This is what they're saying with that. Now, whether this is true or not, because players currently work right now and some get paid above their skill set. Okay? But what they're trying to say is if I get a job at ABC company and a person is hired at ABC company with no experience, then in no degree, and they make, you know, $15 an hour, then I should be paid $15 an hour or within that range. So now when it comes to value of endorsements, that's where that's going to get tricky. Is what I put on the value of a player may be totally different. Like for instance, I make this joke, Ryan, and I hope it's probably offensive in 2021.
Okay.
But it wasn't in
2019. Everything is offensive in 2021.
It wasn't in 2019. I used to make a joke the first time I heard name, image, and likeness. I said, man, if I was a Hawaiian punch, man, I'd have been on the phone with Tua Tagovailoa so fast. I'm of no value to Hawaiian Punch, but Tua Tagovailoa to Hawaiian Punch could be unbelievable, you know, in terms of the value. So how do you determine what they offer him as fair market value? Because they get to say he's so valuable, and that's where it's going to get tricky.
It is not permissible for compensation to be provided in exchange for athletic performance or attendance at the University of Alabama. Okay. I mean, that's pretty easy. Compensation cannot come. This one, the one I'm still trying to wrap my head around all these different rules. Okay. Compensation can come in the form of money, goods, or services.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You get. I mean, what that means?
Barter, trades, food.
You can pay me cash.
Vehicles.
I can get meals, or you can change my oil for free.
Sure.
So, or in exchange. I'm sorry. In exchange for.
But I mean, we go back to the fair market.
But the
value.
Question I have, Ryan. Will they have to sign agreements with all of these people?
Yes.
Or will they be handshakes?
Yes, yes. Okay, and so we're going to get there because that's part of on down the list here. Contracts for compensation cannot extend beyond participation as a student athlete at the University of Alabama.
What that mean?
Martin,
read that again.
Okay. Contracts for compensation cannot extend beyond participation as a student athlete at the University of Alabama. That one's a little weird because it's like, once I'm done, you can't control me.
Right.
I'm done. You're not going to, unless I'm reading this wrong, but it says contracts for compensation cannot extend beyond participation as a student athlete at the University of Alabama.
I guess maybe what they're saying is, Ryan, you can't come in and have a 1-year guy this is probably to try to get, keep agents from having to renegotiate, maybe. Like, say you're a senior and I sign you up because, or you're a junior and I sign you up, I can't sign a 4-year deal with you.
Okay.
Because I know that in 2 years or 3 years, I mean, you're going to be in the pros, but I have you under contract. I think that's probably as much to protect the players too, Ryan.
That's a great point.
I don't think they're saying.
So you would not get these cheap deals, and then when they get to the NFL, then they would still be.
You
under
have
that
them
clause.
Based. Yeah. For instance, Bryce Young. You know, say he has a great year, and next year somebody comes and offers him a 5-year deal. Then he would be locked into that contract post his student athlete days. And they can't do that. It doesn't mean that I can't re-up a contract or get another contract with that same dealer. I'm hoping that's what that means, because they really can't control me beyond my playing days, so I could sign with anybody. But so that's why I say I think that's to benefit the players and keep them from thinking a $100,000 deal for 5 years is a good deal when they would be able to get a lot more if they go to the next level and renegotiate that.
Opportunities must not conflict with academic or nor team-related activities.
I like that. Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough. I mean,
right.
You know, I know that I used to hear Wimp and Barry, he was concerned about that, so concerned about that. Talking about guys aren't going to show up for practice. Well, if a guy doesn't show up for practice, then he's not going to play. And if a guy doesn't play, he becomes invaluable to his sponsors. So I like the rule that it's there, but you know, that's one of those self-policing type of things.
Here we go. Here's the one that's going to be the sticky one. Use of any registered marks, logos, verbiage, designs owned and protected by the University of Alabama is not permitted unless receiving prior written permission.
Makes sense. The question I have is, will a player be able to take pictures in his jersey? And because the image, the name, image, and likeness, image is me wearing number 35. Sure. That's the image. You know, the likeness is me being painted, you know, with my jersey on or being captured with my jersey. So, I think what that does, Ryan, is a true value for me as a business owner will be that if Evan Neal is just out somewhere, he doesn't mean anything to me, right? I don't know who Evan Neal is from Joe Blow.
Right.
But if I see a 6'8" gentleman wearing a number 73 with Neal on his back, I'm going to go, hey, that's Evan Neal. And so it becomes valuable. And what that does is it helps the university police the big deals, because you have to get their permission before you do it. And as a business owner, I'm going to want him in his jersey.
So, and I take you to that part, and let me go back to the legal side of it, because we'll go to the Alabama State and we'll read the actual bill, HB 404. Now, you say, Ryan, what are you doing this? This is where Alabama links it in here to maybe dive a little bit deeper onto the logos and all this. Section 7 of HB 404, a student athlete may not receive or enter into contract for compensation for use of his or her name, image, and likeness in a way that also uses any registered or licensed marks, logos, verbiage, or designs of a post-secondary educational institution, unless the institution has provided the student athlete with written permission to do so prior to the execution of the contract. If permission is granted, the post-secondary institution, by agreement of all parties, may be compensated for their use in a manner consistent with market rates and prior practices. In other words, these colleges are going to tap in to a percentage.
What
that's the
happens
way I understand
is, it. Ryan, the university makes how much on licensing now?
Oh, tons. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
No, no, I'm saying percentage-wise. They're all they're saying is we're going to still get our percentage when you buy an Alabama jersey.
So we know that your value is more if you go out and, like you said, take a photo or a demonstration with your jersey. But if you do it, we want our cut.
Right, and that. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. The University of Alabama jersey is more valuable than the UAB
Absolutely,
jersey.
Absolutely, sure.
And that's because University of Alabama.
So it's a
has
partnership.
Spent millions and millions and millions of dollars building that brand. They pay a coach $10 million a year to make that brand valuable, just like the players play to make that brand valuable. I don't have a problem. Hey, listen, I'm just glad that all of those involved get a chance to benefit. That's what this is doing. I'm not saying that the university needs to stop making money, coaches need to stop making money, et cetera. I'm saying now the players can make some money based off of their name, image, and likeness. And Ryan, and I don't think that's where the big money's going to be made.
Where do you think it's going to be made at?
I think the big money is going to come from social media and all of that. I think you already see guys building their own brands, getting logos already created. Tua Tagovailoa in 2018, I don't know how many he has now. I didn't look him up. He had almost 600,000 followers on Twitter. I'm sure there's a lot more than that now. And that was when he was at Alabama. And so he could easily, Ryan, have turned that into an ongoing revenue stream without doing anything different than he was already doing. All he's going to do is go to YouTube, go to Twitter, go to these social media companies and do their advertising agreement and become an influencer. And they will bring – do you understand? They will bring a Bose thing, and you'll see Tua Tagovailoa sitting in a room, and he'll do a or Bryce Young, and he'll have a pair of Bose headphones on, and he'll say, "Hey, man, if you want to hear the best sound out there, go get you a pair of Bose." He's going to get paid for that, and then he's going to turn around and get paid for the number of hits and likes and views that video gets. That's where the money's going to be made.
And speaking of Tua Tagovailoa, he's actually in Tuscaloosa tonight, and it's a Tua Foundation. The luau with Tua started at 6:30 about 2 minutes ago inside the zone, and join us for evening of giving great Polynesian food entertainment. The Aloha at Bryant-Denny Stadium benefit the Tua Foundation, the Boys and Girls Club of West Alabama, and the Knicks Kids Foundation. So that's happening there. You know, maybe that'll be some of the things that will happen. Maybe you'll have these meet and greets and, you know, you'll have a chance for players to charge for that. And I think there may be an income. There may be a side of that. And Martin, this is the last kind of rule here that we'll dive into. Student-athletes, there's two. Student-athletes must utilize the Compass platform to disclose agreements and contracts. Okay.
Repeat that now.
Student-athletes must utilize the Compass platform to disclose agreements and contracts.
So they have a certain platform. That's Alabama, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
So they have a certain – and so, like I said, I like the fact that they're putting some guy – and what that does, Ryan, is it protects the players in the university because there's going to be – you know who's going to come after them, and this is a concern, the shady guys.
Absolutely. Hold that thought for just 2 seconds. Because
okay.
The next sentence is going to tie into what you just said. Student athletes are permitted to obtain professional representation to assist with securing opportunities for compensation. Representation must be only in form of name, image, and likeness only, and not for future professional contract negotiations. How do you control that?
Huh? Huh?
How do you control that?
Repeat it one more time.
So, student athletes are permitted to obtain professional representation. So, in other words, there's an agent to assist with securing opportunities for compensation. Representation must be name, image, and likeness only, and not for future professional contract negotiations.
They can't, Ryan.
They can't control that.
But they don't have to. Here's the beauty of it, Ryan. They don't have to. Okay, you and I, you're the marketing side of my company, right?
Sure. And as you said, all these guys have that branch.
Right. So you deal with them.
And then when they get to the NFL,
the moment they make that decision in January or December, you bring who in? You've already talked to the companies. If you're ABC company, I don't care what the brand is, and you've been investing in this player for 3 years as a college athlete, Ryan, through this marketing company, and now you need somebody to negotiate your contract, you're gonna sign with me anyway.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, because the relationship's there, I already have you locked in and can get you a bump up without you even having to worry about anything. So I don't think that's going to be as they don't have to monitor it, because you'd be an idiot to mess up that relationship if you're that attorney, because you don't have to, because they're going to 9 times out of 10, they're going to sign with the person that's been dealing with them for the last 3 years. And Ryan, remember, what are 5 stars, Ryan, in the recruiting ranking? 5 stars are what? Projected
NFL player. Round. Yeah.
Projected first rounders.
Okay.
Okay. The higher ranked 4 stars. So you're going to already be trying to get a relationship with those guys their senior year in high school and just build it from there.
Do we have a bidding war? And do you allow that to happen? I mean, like, if you're an agent, if you and I are going after the same player, I mean, I guess that's the American way, right? I mean,
that's Ryan. How do you think people determine what they do right now? Forget name,
sure,
image, and likeness.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're trying to get the best deal, and that's what these players are going to be doing.
No. I'm saying, how do you think the agents get the player to sign with them now?
Well, it's based on probably a lot of friendships. Like, you know, if you signed and you're a senior from 2 years ago, then, hey, this guy's done really, really good for me. Oh, is it? Okay. I mean, you.
Money, baby. If you and I can be best friends in the world, Ryan.
But if you can't give me money.
And you have signed, and all of a sudden now I'm coming out and you signed last year. The first thing that's going to happen is you're going to try to pay me off to sign with you, but the other guy's going to try to pay me, and so they're going to be offering. How do guys go from one day they're playing for the University of Alabama, have no job, the next day they have no job, but they're no longer playing for the university, and they're driving a $100,000 car?
Is it just future loans? Is that?
They're betting. They're doing the same thing Lords of London does. They're betting on their horse, and some of them use those gifts to entice. I was recruited, Ryan, to sign with an agent. I had multiple agents that wined and dined me, and I wasn't a big name player. I was just, you know, I wasn't even guaranteed to be drafted, but I had enough agents going, "Hey, come over. We want to take you out. Show you our facilities, wine and dine you, and all of this stuff," and you know, and so I could only imagine what the guys who, if you get their deal and you ink their deal and you get 10% of their contract or 5% of their contract, and all of a sudden you're looking at $5 million. What's the big deal of taking a risk of investing a couple $100, $1,000, $10,000 on a car or whatever for them? At a chance that you might get them.
We'll break here. We're going to come back. There's some questions here on the Q&A part that I think something that We talk about athletes, what they can and cannot endorse. We'll talk about that. That's Martin Houston. I'm Ryan Fowler. This is Alabama Tradition, the past, present, and future of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Hot! It's also you having a fun! Have some fun, man!
Talking Alabama Crimson Tide football on Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler in Tuscaloosa on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. All right, so there's some kind of informative stuff here in the Q&A part. Will UA exist on student athletes with other name, image, and likeness? They'll have a system that will not only educate, but as you said, provide the understanding associated with those issues, debt management, time management, budgeting. Nick Saban's going to manage this, and we've already seen him kind of implement some of these financial side of things. In other words, many things are paid for when you're on the campus of the University of Alabama. We talk about your room and board and the things, and he's already talked about investing and taking that dollar and allowing it to grow and things that Martin and I have talked about on multiple occasions. And this is where Nick Saban's going to have the advantage, and we're already seeing it implemented.
Thus the name, the advantage.
Great point. It is called the Alabama Advantage. What great marketing right there.
Yeah. And, hey, Ryan, I told you when we're going to break that I think the social media is going to be the ticket. Let me give you want me to give you a few numbers, Ryan? You ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Top 20 players, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to go through the entire list. Just going to skip around. Odell Beckham Jr. is the top guy, okay? He makes $57,800 per post.
Woo! Wow.
Per post. Per sponsored post, okay? The middle of the pack. Some of the names you see that after him in order, Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Russell Wilson, J.J. Watts, the first, Odell Beckham is not a quarterback, but non-skilled position, Gronkowski, Patrick Mahomes, those guys are making somewhere between $31,000 to $14,000. The 20th ranked player, Tyrann Mathieu, makes $6,600 per post. Todd Gurley, $7,400. Okay, listen to this, Ryan. Guess which NFL team, if you take the top five highest earning players on each team, guess which team makes the most money as of the writing of this article?
My Dallas Cowboys.
No.
Really?
This is my point to prove that it's not about how good your team is, it's how good you are at branding. The Cleveland Browns.
Really? Wow.
As a team, the Cleveland Browns earn, just taking their top five however they did this figure is almost $75,000 a post as a team. I mean,
wow.
You see what
I mean? Yeah, I mean, but, so
you ready for this though? The okay. Rock. You know how much The Rock gets per sponsored post, Ryan?
How much?
$1 million.
Wow.
So say he's having a bad day, loses a little money on the stock market. He just gets, Instagram, whoever his sponsor a post, he makes $1 million. He is the highest paid celebrity on Instagram. So, but that's my point. Who would think the Cleveland Browns, Ryan?
Nobody.
As one of the highest paid teams.
I mean, it would
have
probably been one of the last teams that I would have named, but it's a very passionate fan base that supports their.
They're what, Ryan?
A passionate fan base.
So it doesn't matter, like everybody thinks it's just about the brand and how much you win. It's really about how passionate your fan base. Guess who has a chance to make a lot of money? UCF, Ryan. If you're a player at UCF, they are one of the largest alumni bases in college sports. And they're always national, even though they're a small their player is going to have a great opportunity to create a lot of following just simply because of the pure number of alumni that's out there. So it's crazy how this is going to work out.
It is. It is. And there is going to be some limitations. And I don't totally disagree with some of these. Student athletes are not going to be able to endorse tobacco companies or brand, including alternate nicotine products, any alcoholic beverage company or brand, any seller of distributor of controlled substance, including but not limited to marijuana. That's some of the states out there that's probably some of this legislation, and maybe they're just doing it for the future because who knows where all this is going. Any adult entertainment businesses, any casinos or in entities that sponsor or promote gambling activities. So,
And a lot of those are things that the university, for the most part, are not involved with.
Sure.
And I think that's going to put some limitation on things that I think it'll be hard for players to like one huge deal is out the window, Ryan. Like, shoe deals are out, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it that was the next sentence, is talking about the brands that Alabama is currently involved with. It cannot be conflicts with a term currently held by a contract with the University of Alabama.
And they have to wear that brand shoe when they play.
But then if you wear that logo, then you're going to have to give the university some money. I'm a little stick on that because –
I don't. The university, Ryan, is paid. The university negotiates a Nike deal.
Was just talking about the university getting a percentage of that money.
But why?
I just.
Okay. Does Tide 109 make money when you go on the air?
Sure. Sure.
Why?
Because people.
You're
listen.
The content.
Yeah.
And you can make all the money you want on your name, image, and likeness, right?
I guess it's just my thing is the university is going to dabble as much as they – it's not – this didn't come from Alabama. This is actually from a state government side of things.
Right.
And I'm sure it's probably pretty similar in other places. But
what good would it do, Ryan, if you build a model that bankrupts the people who put that model in place?
Sure.
If all of a sudden that I could go – if all of a sudden I could bypass you at the university,
right, and great point,
go straight to the players, then I'm going to negotiate a lot less money because they don't have as much clout. And then the money that is used to pay for a lot of these things that are already being paid for in terms of facilities, et cetera, would go away. Over time, you would erode the model that is allowing name, image, and likeness to exist. Like I said, I have zero issue with the fact that tomorrow a player could go do something and he would get nothing and the university would make $1 million. Okay? Tonight, the Vanderbilt players, Ryan, will Rocker may win a game or whoever their pitcher is, and Vanderbilt is going to win a national championship. He's not going to get anything from that other than what event. But say this was Thursday. Say it's Thursday and they win that national championship. He can immediately begin to promote himself as a national championship winning pitcher, signing autographs, et cetera. If the university gets a little bit of that, he now gets to, say it's a $10,000 signing, he still makes $9,000. Well, last week he wouldn't have made anything.
Sure.
And the university would have been out here promoting it and making millions. So I'd rather get 90% of of something than 100% of nothing. And so so I'm okay with the university getting money.
It all goes back to this right here. How do we govern it? Because, Martin, we're talking about, and it's not just college coaches.
How do we govern the Olympics?
Well, but the Olympics are not competing with one another. And plus, they're not competing against one another. In other words, yeah, they're competing against Japan or Germany or those. But I'm just saying, for those athletes, that's my biggest concern. You give LSU and you give Auburn chances to walk in the gray area, they'll camp out and build a house.
And so I guess you'll figure out, and the players will benefit.
but according to the state, they can't use their anyway. Just like I said, I'm not against name, image, and likeness. I'm
glad to hear you say that finally.
Well, hey, Brock Huard said on another show that he thinks that there's going to be a lot of athletes eat a lot of humble pie. And what he said was the logo on the front of the jersey is bigger than the one on the back of the jersey. And he said, I think there's a lot of athletes that feel that they're sometimes bigger than the school. And he said, I think this is going to be a learning lesson for a lot of us. And I said, you know, I don't totally agree with everything he said, but he does have a point that
thus the reason I said it's not going to be as much about the endorsements. The big money makers are the guys who understand name, image, and likeness is marketing and branding, not just endorsements based on you being an Alabama football player. There's going to be some little girl that's playing softball at some little rinky-dink school that's going to hurt some feelings, Ryan, because the superstar player is going to think he's going to make all this money.
Oh, so you think it could be the other way? Okay.
Huh?
So if that happens, like, you know, they're going to be a quarterback that's going to be like, hold on, whoa, 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 I need to fire my agent and go hire her agent because she's doing a much better job than my guy is.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And I wonder if agents are happy about this, because I'd like to get one on and actually talk about it. Because think about
it. Do you follow much of the influencer world? When I say that, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I I mean, I see it, but like it.
Ryan, what did those people have? Nothing. You have to have a stick or something that you use to draw the followers and attract the followers. And that's where I tend to agree some with Brock on some of that, Ryan, is there's going to be some people there's some people right now that's thinking, oh man, I'm just going to wake up on Thursday and everybody's going to be calling me.
Sure, sure, sure.
But do you know that everybody else out there is going to be wanting those same people to do it, to sponsor
Absolutely,
them?
Sure.
You and I sell advertising, Ryan, and we don't get every advertising dollar, even when we may be better than somebody that's not.
It's all about relationships.
Yes.
But going back to
how much competition you have.
Side of things, like I wear shirts that probably nobody endorses, okay? I'm wearing Brooks athletic shoes. Can you tell me an athlete that endorses Brooks athletic? You know why I wear it? Comfort.
Yeah. But
there is people out there that will go, hey, you know what? I got to have those shoes because Bryce Young is wearing those shoes, or Najee Harris is wearing those shoes, or whomever. But, hey, Martin, I'm getting the wrap-up sign. We're going to put an end to this. I'm getting all types of text messages that this has been a pretty fascinating conversation. The news broke about an hour ago. And if you want to read that, you're welcome to go to RollTide.com. I'm sure we'll be talking about it, but that broke somewhere around 5 o'clock hour. Greg Byrne told us that this was coming at some point today, but it just kind of gives you a little conversation around all the name, image, and likeness. So, Art Houston, final words, anything?
It's going to be a fun ride, Ryan, and I can't wait to see how it all shakes out. I'm glad this day is coming for the players, and looking forward to how it all works itself out.
I just signed a backup long snapper to endorse the game.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but I'm going to make something out of him, and he's going to make something out of me.
There we go.
I'll promote him because people probably won't know his name. We're going to have a partnership. I might give him a Dreamland barbecue rib. I mean, it says services. Martin You're Houston hilarious. Wakes you up tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. right here on Tide 100.9. Then inside the locker room, the Gary Harris Show, leading right into Southern Fried Sports with Travis Ryer. We'll be back to Jay Barker, 12 until 2, with Lars Anderson, all those guys. And then we'll be back at 2 o'clock here with the game. Martin Houston tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Big thanks to Tommy Paradise and many others behind the scenes. Good night for Alabama tradition, the past, present, and future, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Fight on, fight on, men. Remember the Rose Bowl will win.
Hey, Jackie, did the